Good morning, Symphony Church. Happy Friday. As always, on Fridays we go through a psalm, and today we'll be reading through Psalm chapter 28. Psalm 28. To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, be not deaf to me, lest, if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy, when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary. Do not drag me off with the wicked, with the workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their work and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward, because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the work of his hands. He will tear them down and build them up no more. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. Oh, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. So in today's passage, we see a rich and beautiful prayer from David to the Lord. And although a lot of the Psalms tend to focus on one specific aspect of David's relationship with the Lord or are written in reaction to certain significant events in David's life, our Psalm today feels, I don't know, a bit more robust to me. It shows, perhaps, that in times of peace and everyday worship, David had a really intricate and multifaceted relationship with the Lord, and he was able to enjoy it in these times. He brings to the Lord words of reliance and holiness and adoration, taking time to explore each aspect of his devotion. And actually, as we read through the psalm, I think we see an outline for prayer that we could follow together this morning. First, David refreshes his reliance on the Lord. David starts off the psalm by saying, "To you, O Lord, I call. My rock, be not deaf to me." Even though David, of all people, knew that his God was a faithful one, who always heard his cry, he still pleaded with him to not turn away from him. So important to David was the Lord's ministering and guidance that he couldn't live without it. You and I might go to the Lord in prayer every morning and every evening, bringing to him our requests and our worship, but do we always feel desperate when we go to him? Not just when we're distressed or in moments of crisis, but even in the everyday, do we recognize just how much we need the Lord? You know, I'll be the first to admit that I often take the Lord's faithfulness for granted. I forget that if he ever turned away from me and didn't listen to my pleas and offer me his help, that I would be nothing. And so, in those moments, it's so important to remember and to refresh our reliance on the Lord. To say, please hear the voice of my pleas for mercy. Please listen when I cry to you for help. And it's exactly this childlike desire to be known by the Father that helps us cling to his side. Second, David demonstrates a desire to remain holy and to walk in the ways of the Lord. He asks God to not drag him off with the wicked, with the workers of evil. David recognizes the trappings of an evil heart and the ways that temptation can corrupt people and bring great punishment upon them. Instead, David asks to be separated from them and to be holy and righteous in the eyes of God. Our world is one where things like selfishness and vanity and harshness are valued. It can be all too easy to fall into the lie that there is a place for these things in our heart, that it's okay in moderation, or that we deserve to be a little bit relaxed in our fight against sin. After all, the world is a cruel place. We kind of have to play the game, so to speak. But David knew that the reward for these things was punishment from the Father. And perhaps he knew his own heart and its tendency to give in to temptation. And so he asks the Father to save him, to separate him from that life, and instead to turn his eyes to the Lord. You know, this is something that we need so much help in, that I need so much help in. If holiness isn't something that we're seeking each and every day, then it becomes all too easy for the enemy to gain a foothold and take advantage of our lack of action. And that's why this prayer is so powerful. It recognizes the evil of sin, and it calls upon the Lord to reorient us toward him. And lastly, David closes with simple adoration and worship. As personal and candid as David's relationship with the Lord may have been, he still doesn't neglect to give to the Lord honor and praise. He places God on the throne of his heart and blesses the Lord for all that he has done in his life. He worships God for his character, for being the strength and the shield of his people. And he also worships God for his faithfulness to David and how he had heard David's plea for mercy. In the same way, I hope that we can never neglect to just simply worship the Lord, to just give him due praise for all that he is doing in our lives and in our world. You know, he's done so much for me that I can't even begin to recount. And it's such a joy to be able to remember and to thank him for it all. And worshiping God brings joy into our hearts as we remember how sweet it is to be seen by him, to be known by him, and be shepherded by him. Let's remind ourselves of this joy every day. And so those are the three kind of areas that I think David outlines for us in his prayer to the Lord: to rely on him, to seek holiness, and also to worship him. And I hope that today that we can just practice that, those three things. So I actually wanted to leave a little bit of time before we close just for us to kind of start to go to God with these things, to these three things, to rely on him, to seek holiness from him, and to adore him, to worship him. Heavenly Father, would you be with us today? Would you help us to just look to you? Would you hear our call? Or would you hear our prayers? May it not fall on deaf ears, but instead may we trust that you are a God who always hears, who always sees, who always understands. Lord, I pray that you can continue to help us to choose the right path, even when it's difficult, even when we might be the only ones who do, even when it seems like it's okay to slip a little bit. May we not fall into those lies. Instead, may we really desire to be holy more than anything in this world. May we desire to be right in your eyes, Lord. Also pray, God, that we can continue to worship you. Lord, reveal to us how amazing, how full of majesty and wonder you are. And Lord, we glorify you in return. Lord, we thank you that we just have the privilege, that we have the joy of being able to walk with such an amazing God. Lord, continue to shape our understanding, continue to transform us as we meditate upon these things. Lord, be with us today. Lord, we love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.